Long ago, when the Native American Indians roamed the plains of North America, and the peoples of the land were one with nature, they took what they needed and sowed and planted and harvested for their food. They remember a time when, in the evening after their daily toils, they would look at the night sky and see some of their lost ancestors. One day, while their ancestors were young, seven beautiful young maidens were out foraging for nuts and medicinal herbs in the forest. While they were foraging, they heard a noise behind them. The youngest turned and looked, and there behind her, not too far behind the trees, was the biggest bear she'd ever seen. "Oh!" she squealed. Her sisters turned and looked, and there the maiden saw the great bear of the forest. They weren't too afraid at first, because they were one with the land, and the land didn't hurt them. But this great bear of the forest didn't look happy. He began to move towards them. The girls, sensing their danger, began to move off. They crossed the forest glen, and the bear kept coming. Faster, faster. He padded softly through the forest. His big bulk was no match for the bushes. He trampled the bushes and twigs and beautiful flowers underfoot, and he began to snarl. The girls knew now they would never make it back to their teepees in time, to this protection of the warrior braves and their chief. And they ran. And they ran for all their might, and they ran faster and faster, and they could hear the bear, the big bear of the forest, catching up with them. They could almost feel his breath on their backs as they ran for their lives. They passed out of the forest into the painted desert, and they ran faster and faster, and they could now hear the bear's paws pounding the ground behind them. They could hear the breath wheezing out of him. They could see when they turned around his angry eyes coming towards them. They knew they were dinner. Up ahead, they saw a tall mountain, a plateau. They ran towards that plateau. "Come, sisters, come, let's reach the plateau and get to the top." Just as they were at the base of the plateau, the big bear of the forest reached out with his claw and scratched the back of the youngest and slowest girl. "Oh!" she screamed. "Climb, sister, climb," they said. And they reached out and grabbed their hands, and they all held tightly together and clambered up to the top of the plateau. The big bear of the forest was mighty and tall, and he scrambled up, clawing his way up the side of that plateau, his claw marks leaving deep gouges in the side as he tried to climb up. Closer and closer he came. The girls were at the top, huddled together for safety, realizing that the bear could reach them, that he might at any moment devour them for dinner. They decided to leap from the side of the plateau. "Jump, sisters, jump, jump high." They jumped as high as they could. Their combined effort propelled them high into the sky. Higher and higher into the sky they went, until they finally were snagged into the stars. The big bear of the forest, sensing that they were beyond his reach, stood on his hind legs and reached on the side up the side of that plateau, clawing for all he was worth, trying to reach the seven sisters. Knowing he could never make it, his anger caused him to dig ever deeper gouges in the side of that plateau in frustration. And even today, you can still see on that tall butte in the painted forest of the American Southwest, the great claw marks left from that great bear as he tried to reach the seven sisters, now safely huddled in the sky.